definitely human.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Rich Teas.
And as always, we're judging the biscuit on taste, texture, and biscuitness. And this
and
week...
And that's all there is to say.
And that's all there is to say.
Now we carry on with the show as usual.
No, there's another... We have a presence in the room with us.
What?
Yes. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can feel this cold chill on the back of my neck. It's making my hair stand up. Ugh. Is someone walking in my grave?
I am lurking.
Yes. And that voice is actually from this realm, and it's Charlie May.
Famous...
fashion designer, blogger.
Oh, I was going to say co-star of The Infinite Bad. I'm aware she does other things as well. You do other things as well?
As well as being your wife, yeah.
Also that.
Okay, so Charlie, so we're doing Rich Teas, and this was your choice. Why Rich Teas?
Yeah, why Rich Teas, Charlie?
Well, it's not my favorite biscuit of all time, but it is one that holds a special place for me in my childhood. I was always the only one that liked Rich Teas, even in my own family. I always loved the Rich Tea.
Did you feel like they kind of cast you out a little bit because of it? Like, if you want them, you had to go to the shed to eat them?
I think I love tea ever since I was a kid. My mum actually bottle fed me Earl Grey tea as a child.
Really?
So the taste of tea was like my upbringing, being really British, and dunking in tea. They're amazing to dunk.
Yeah.
And just the texture is quite like soft and, I don't know, crunchy.
I know what you mean. It kind of reminds me of childhood a little bit. I think it was these and malted milks that I would have like if I was ill off school for a day and like, you know, I got a bit of a bad tummy.
And then, you know, of course, you were just conning them all.
Exactly.
You put your sunglasses down.
Then I went and took my dad's Ferrari out for the day with my best friend and my girlfriend. And wait a minute, that was Ferris Bueller's. Okay. Yeah.
I would argue these are the most British biscuit there is.
Well, yeah, I was going to come on to that. I think that these have got true heritage. It's like, yeah, the Hobnob with its bullshit, you know, fake rusticness, even though it's from the 80s and it reeks of the 80s. It reeks of hairspray and Old Spice. Yeah. And you can smell it a mile away.
Yeah.
But this is like, you know.
Was it Prince William had it in his cake?
Yes, that's one.
Oh, sorry, am I stealing your facts? I thought everyone
one
knew that.
One fact down. I'm the one that did all the
Everyone
research.
Knows that one.
How do they?
Nah, I'm kidding.
How do you know that? Very impressed. Yeah.
It big was Prince William fan.
Cake, just
William
a big, yeah.
Yeah. He loves Wills and Kate.
I've got their faces on all my pillows. I'm a big royalist.
Yeah, Charlie, do you want to give us the fact?
It was created as a light snack in between full course meals for the upper classes. And then leading on to the modern age, it was the main ingredient of the wedding cake of Prince William and Kate Middleton. It was his favorite treat as a child.
But wait a minute, what else is a biscuit if not a light snack to be enjoyed between meals?
Yeah, but the fact is it was 17th century, so I feel like this is the heritage of biscuits because that's where all the other biscuits were born from.
Oh, you think maybe this was the first biscuit?
It's like the Ur biscuit.
Baked for the
biscuit prime.
Listen to this heritage, it was baked for the first Earl of Strafford by his chef, Karen Knight. Maybe some lineage there.
Well, no, because my name is a fake name. Little known fact, listeners. That's true. My name is a fake name.
Yeah, I think this is.
It's true. Knight is basically like my bastard name.
Yeah, these are their heritage biscuits, and they're very simple. No razzle dazzle. It's just like, we've been doing this for a long. It's like Canterbury Tales or Green Sleeves or Lovejoy or the Crystal Maze. They've survived through the ages, in spite of the winds of change.
They've still remained. Like rocking Green Sleeves.
Anyway. Yeah, I only have one other fact. In 2004, Terry Wogan, a radio presenter for the BBC, rest in peace, Terry Wogan, not the BBC, described Rich Tea as the Lord of all biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes. I'm from more of a working class upbringing.
Right.
And it's funny that you're saying this kind of doesn't have all those pretensions, because to me, it feels like a fancy biscuit. But that might,
really?
But that might just be because it literally just has rich in the name.
Well,
I just always thought it was for rich people. Yeah. And all these facts that you're giving, Terry Wogan saying it's the Lord of Biscuits.
Yeah.
Like the Prince William thing, the snacks for the royals or whatever. Like, This is a rich person biscuit. That's why it's called a rich tea.
But it's heritage.
But I got these for £1, and I could have had two for £1.30. So this.
And you chose not to, and that's a power move.
Exactly.
I respect that.
Well, the £1.30 thing is because I saw the McVitie's ones, and I picked them up reluctantly, and then I saw these off-brand ones. I was like, "Fuck you, McVitie's."
Yes.
Because we have just been turned over by them far too many times. So now we are having today. Heritage Dunkalicious Rich Tea. Mm. I'm not sure about the Dunkalicious.
No, I'm not sure about that.
I don't think Heritage.
But look at that packaging, though. That looks proper heritage, doesn't it?
Yeah, they kind of got like a slightly worn table with
it's a conservative
load of
blue. Yeah.
Shit, yeah, you're right, actually. I don't think Heritage and Dunkalicious goes together.
It's kind of a bit like brand synergy.
It's a bit
Royals, right? It's just Gangnam style. We're cool. Memes, am I right, kids?
But talking about class, your costume?
Oh, I, yeah, no, I'm...
What's happened to it? You're just kind of wearing your regular clothes.
Nah, that was a joke. I'm dressed as a tramp.
No. You've just come in your regular clothes.
No, this is a costume I did to make myself look like a poor working class person.
But this is what you always wear.
Don't do this to me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Don't do this.
No, it's good. Okay, no, sorry. Actually, yeah, I recognize now. On closer inspection,
I can see. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. A great costume, yeah. So
thank you very much.
Why are you dressed as a tramp?
Because I feel like I feel slightly antagonistic towards these biscuits, and I kind of want to sort of show that I'm comfortable with myself and who I am, like dressing down in their presence.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always had a bit of a problem with class, and I think that's a very working class thing. It's like you have a bit of a chip on your shoulder mm-hmm. about wealthy people. And I think rich people, people who are kind of middle class or kind of up, I just... bunch of cunts.
Okay.
Just hateful people.
Okay.
Money. The more money you have, the more hateful you are, I think. That's my opinion.
And this is David Knight Class War, the podcast. Okay, then. So, yeah, good costume.
Thanks.
Charlie?
Bring in me, who is dressed as a lady.
Okay. So, again, you're just wearing your regular clothes?
No, I am dressed up. I'm dressed as a lady myself, maybe you could argue, but I look very, lady.
I look very lady.
I look like a lady.
So are we talking pre or post iceberg rose?
Pre.
Okay, right. Okay.
Pre iceberg.
She got a bit raunchy post.
Yeah, I get it. That's a little blue. We'll save that for the Patreon. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just glad they both survived.
Great film.
I've kind of gone... I haven't so much gone for the class thing.
Talk us through your costume.
Yeah, so David, you're probably thinking, oh, it's the same, but it's not the same. He'd be mistaken to think it's the same. Because there's quite an important accessory this week, which I know you can't take your eyes off because it's so glittery. So I got the suit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the big gold chain. Yeah. Because I am Richard Mr. T. Nixon.
Oh,
or you could say Rich T. Nixon. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Please tell us more.
So this is what we've stooped to. It's puns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is a new low even for us.
Come on, it's like episode 15. We like, and aside from Matthew Woodcock and a crime he committed with wordplay.
Those are word crime.
That's a word crime, yeah. So I took all the Patreon money and I also got a bank loan to get the gold chain.
Why didn't you just use like a fake, like a replica?
Because people will be able to tell.
Pull the front off a Mercedes car and just stick it on a chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Says the lady over here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was like, you know, if I'm going to do it, I need to do it authentically.
Okay.
So,
with our Patreon respect. Money, though?
But,
we do need that, though.
I can probably get a refund.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the patrons would totally get it.
Yeah. Okay, then. So, should we get into the biscuit then?
I'm dying to taste the biscuit.
Okay. So, first up, I'm having some difficulty getting into the packet. The little tear thing does not tear.
It's only because you've got small, weak hands.
Yeah, it could be that too, yeah. All right, then. We're in.
For the lady.
Offering it to the lady first.
Yeah. It's a little something called manners.
First one
you
is
tramp.
Completely smashed.
Oh, no. They were broken.
No.
Okay,
it
then.
It was just the first two that... You knew that the top layer would be broken.
Oh, yeah. That's... It's just, they're so smooth as well. They're like so freakishly smooth.
But that's the thing I've always disliked about it.
Oh. That's what I like. They're so soft on your tongue.
It smells kind of woody.
Yeah, it does smell like wood.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time we've had a woody biscuit, though.
It smells kind of similar to the digestive.
I like that they also say rich tea, round biscuits. In case you're like, what the hell is this shape?
They do look like they've been like traditionally punched or baked or something.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Shall we?
I'm going to go for it, yeah.
It's so bland.
It is kind of bland.
I love it. It's so good. It does kind of go to a weird, like, pappy kind of, like, mush in your mouth, but I also kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. It's got just a touch of sweetness, paper. Not too sweet, you know? I bet if we'd had the McVitie's ones, that would have just been all sugar and just bad as hell. But, you know, this is just, it's like, hey, I'm a biscuit. I have a load of heritage.
It doesn't really taste like other biscuits, though.
Mm.
It kind of tastes like a biscuit prototype.
Is it supposed to taste like tea, right? Because it does kind of taste like tea, kind of.
What?
No? Rich tea? Surely it's supposed to have the flavor of tea.
I thought it was just that you dipped it in tea.
Well, that too.
What would be the point of having a biscuit that tasted of tea that you then dip in tea?
Double tea. WTWFM.
Teaception.
Mm. But it's a bit like the biscotti where the flavor was just like a bit lacking, so then you just keep on going back searching for flavor.
Yeah, it feels like you're, again, it's like eating a coaster or something. It's like you're eating the texture of a biscuit. Not even that. It's like a smooth biscuit, a weird, freakish smooth biscuit.
I think you're being unnecessarily harsh here.
It's quite satisfying. There's something satisfying about it.
I also feel like with most biscuits, I have one or two and I have like a crazy sugar rush and I feel quite sick afterwards, whereas this I could like power through. You know, to three or four and still be satisfied.
I reckon Tom could probably do about 7 packs of this.
I've already polished mine off and you're staring disheartedly at the rest of your one.
I find it kind of satisfying. It's like it doesn't blow you away with flavor, but it just gives you enough of that like sweetness just to like, you know, slightly scratches that itch, but doesn't fully scratch it. So then you go back for another, trying to get rid of that itch.
It doesn't scratch it at all for me. I think this is like... Definitely seems kind of refined, but it's like, I don't know. I like a more sort of, I would like more sugar, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like more stuff going on. This feels like there's not it's very stripped back.
Yeah. It's minimal. It's a minimalist.
Yeah. And it's that kind of like rich thing of being.
You just don't have to try
reserved.
Ever.
Yeah, it's very reserved. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not about all that, you know. Sugar and salt and sweet and like living life to the max. It's about, you know, being reserved and
this is kind of like the old Victorian style biscuit. It's stiff upper lip, but let's just all be miserable and keep it to
let's not enjoy the biscuit as such, but we will eat it.
We will acknowledge it.
Yeah.
We'll acknowledge its presence, maybe.
This isn't a sinful biscuit.
No, it's not a sinful
This is a very Puritan biscuit.
Oh fuck yes, yeah.
I think that's it. It's like, this is a biscuit for conservatives.
Yeah.
This is a middle class biscuit. Scum.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very stripped back, very, very unassuming. A little bit, maybe a little bit too reserved. I don't know. I'm a little bit suspicious, but I quite enjoyed it.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you get some scores then?
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we guess first? If you can handle the pressure.
It doesn't seem like you can.
I'm just thinking whether it's a 4 or a 4.5.
Oof. Oof.
Wow. I'm going to go with 4. I'm going to go with 4. A reserved.
A reserved 4.
Now I'm trying to decide between a 2 and a 2.5. 2.5 is middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
2 is slightly worse than that. I think I'm going to go with a 2.
Okay, then.
Yeah, and that's purely my own prejudice.
Okay, fantastic. Well,
that's purely my own, that's purely a chip on my shoulder influencing my decision.
Well, at least you acknowledge it. At least you didn't give it a 2 and be like, I've managed to put all emotion out of the window and this is done purely with logic.
The person who thinks that they can keep emotion out of it when discussing biscuits is a fool. They're lying to themselves and they're lying to everyone else.
Well, I'm going to give it an emotionless 3. I think it's a little bit better than average. Just a touch, though, because that's what it is. It's just like, just a little... Does just enough for you not to go, yeah.
See, it doesn't for me. I think in terms of taste,
yeah.
I'm blah. But
are we now reviewing just in sounds? I think it's a bit, yeah. Now it's blah. I think it's,
but you know, it's not all about taste.
It's not.
So
well, let's get on and find out if your bad vibes continue towards this biscuit. Okay, then. So next round, texture, taste, very mixed. It's probably the most mixed biscuit we've had so far.
Yeah. And talking of kind of reserved, how many biscuits have you had now?
I think this is my 4th one. Maybe my 5th. I'm not sure. I was scoffing between the...
In competition with Tom for most biscuits eaten
for
in
biggest
an episode.
Pig. Yeah.
Maybe we should set up a leaderboard and then that's to be another thing. The guests have to see how many biscuits they can eat during the show.
No, because you know what we're like? We'll just get aggressive about it. Eat more. Go on. You want to beat the top score, don't you?
Come on. You've only had one pack. What's the problem?
I can't eat any more.
I'm going to be sick. Well, be sick and eat more. What's the problem? You want to win this or not? Yeah, okay, so texture time. Pretty dry.
It's really dry and then it's got that papery kind of like...
It feels like a prop
afterwards.
Biscuit.
Mm. Yeah. It just sounds like wood as well.
What is that big YouTube kind of sensation or something where people eat something and then go really close up to the microphone?
Is it like
ASMR?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we should. That's a whole new era for us. Maybe it's biscuit reviews and the sound of us eating biscuits in high definition audio.
Yeah, because I cut quite a lot of that out. But do you think the listeners probably really want to hear that? Don't
yeah,
they? Just the chewing.
Let's do some now.
We're talking about the texture.
Just how he normally eats, folks. Usually I have to edit around it.
Why do you have to cut it out?
His face peels back. His true form reveals itself.
Again, it's like that. The texture is very reserved and conservative as well.
I gotta say, I do quite like the texture.
Yeah.
Well,
it's very grown up.
It's very grown up. It's so reserved. Mm. Like, it kind of reminds me a little bit of your like fashion line. Just like your clothes being all kind
is
of
it
like
so grey. You mean minimal?
Minimal, yeah, yeah, like grey and and beige and all those kind of those are your like your favorite colors.
Really selling it. Yeah.
they look like clothes.
Go to charliemay.com.
Is that your email? Is that your address?
charlie-may.co.uk.
There you go.
Yeah, nailed it.
To get some clothes which are kind of like rich tea biscuits, according to David.
Yeah. I mean, if you would pay like £500 for a pack of biscuits, pretty much the same.
It's not that expensive.
It's £499.99. There's a distinction. Okay.
I really like that it has kind of a buttery finish when you swallow. You know, you like chew it and it's got that weird kind of glue-like texture in your mouth. Mm. But then you swallow it and it's like this nice buttery kind of like finish.
There's no messing around with it. It's not like, oh yeah, I'm gonna crumble or I'm gonna be like gooey or I'm gonna, you know.
There's nowhere
else.
To hide.
It's like the most basic kind of like eating experience, and that's, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just eating a whole one without dunking it. This is the, this is going off the rails.
I may be on my sixth one now.
Wow.
I've had one. You guys are animals.
I haven't had these since I was a kid. I'm just like reliving my childhood. I love it.
Yeah, they're pretty Moorish as well. Just because I think, again, it's a bit like the biscotti. They don't fully satisfy you. They just scratch that itch just a little bit. So you're like, oh, that felt good. Yeah, I have another one.
Yeah. All right, let's... These are famous for dunking, really, apparently. Weird.
It's so weird because the outside goes really soft and velvety, and then the inside stays the same.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I feel like the only sane person here, but like, that was like, how are these renowned for their dunking abilities? That was garbage.
It's kind of like you said, the top of it gets involved, but the center stays the same. This is like a British person going to the beach wearing a shirt and trousers. Be like, yes, I'm going to get in the spirit of the beach and just rolling the cuffs up on their trousers
as
and
they
paddling.
Used to do.
Yeah, paddling in the water and then going and sitting down and sleeping with a paper over their face. Mm-hmm. That's what these biscuits are like.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to say they're not as good at dunking as I remember. Maybe they're just supposed to last. Like maybe we're supposed to do a longer dunk.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go for.
What time frame are you guys? What's a long dunk? Is there a
we usually dunk for about 30 minutes and then
my
cut
mug
it down.
Is too small. Oh no!
Oh my god!
We have a biscuit down.
Oh,
we dunk for too long.
No!
God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Ugh.
That's just like slop.
Do you know what it is? It holds its shape.
Yeah.
But the actual kind of like the texture of it completely like it turns into this horrible, soft, mulchy, like, it's gross.
Yeah.
The only thing that can be said about it is that it doesn't all fall apart, except mine did just fall apart into my tea, and now there's some rich tea in my tea.
Yeah, it's a bad dunker.
It's a bad dunker. I think it's not called rich tea because it's great at dunking in tea. I think it's actually supposed to be flavoured like tea.
But it's known for being a good dunker.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
But you didn't do any research. Throwing you under the bus then. Yeah, I'm disappointed, I have to say.
Yeah, I can.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready to score it.
Okay, go ahead.
I love the dry texture, but the dunking was bad. There's no two ways about that. But I did really enjoy the dry texture because it's just so basic. And I'm kind of a basic person in a lot of ways.
But are we just judging it?
It's texture. It's textual around. Which, and dunkability is a big part of
dunkability
that.
Dunkability is a separate?
No.
Or it's all together? Oh, God.
Have you not listened to all 14 episodes of the show?
I have. The rules have always thrown me a bit.
It is pretty complicated.
Yeah. You got to be pretty intelligent to figure
it out. Yeah, so I'm just going to go for two. I'm being generous. I know I am. You both are looking at me with a kind of a bit of disappointment on your faces.
No, I think I get it because I was going to give it a one, maybe a two, you know, just because of my nostalgia. But honestly, the dunkability was one, but then the texture I like, so I would give it another point. See, so I would also say two.
Good score. Great score. David?
1.5. Oh. You're both insane. Go fuck yourselves.
Well, you're only half a point lower.
Yeah, but
where did the half a point come from then?
Why not not point?
Well, firstly, that's not a score. And secondly, I'm giving it half a point for the texture before the dunk. Not terrible. It's the best. It's the best part about the biscuit, even though there's not many great things about it. But you know, I'm not going to be like a Debbie Downer here. Like,
yeah.
I'm not Mr. Negative. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm being very fair to this biscuit.
You're basically accepting the class status of this biscuit. That's what it is, isn't it? It's kind of intimidated you when it's upper class fine ways.
What are you talking about? No. Listen, just because I know my place and dress appropriately, that doesn't mean that I think that the biscuit is like better than me. That's ridiculous. I understand that a hierarchy is necessary for society to function, and I'm grateful for the work I get. Thank you very much.
I think your string belt is coming down again.
Oh, thank you, sir.
May I just come in and say that I think I've had about 7 biscuits now and I've reached my perfect point.
Oh, really?
So you know how it's in between meals, a little meal, so I think 7 biscuits.
I'm not sure. I think when they said a light snack, I don't think they meant like 7 is a light snack.
I think they meant a biscuit, not that you shovel 7 biscuits into your gob.
That's basically a meal.
Darling. Okay. Don't be so uncouth.
Sorry, ma'am. I misspoke. Forgot my place there.
Cool. Should we just go into reviews then?
Yeah.
Okay. Reviews. So we've been online. Thankfully, this biscuit is widely reviewed, so I don't have to come with some bullshit workaround. First up, 5 stars.
Okay.
Very nice. Blue Hunter says, rich tea. It's a very nice biscuit. Not a great deal to say other than that. Why finish your review like that? Why do you need to say there's not a great deal much to say other than that?
Just it's like, stop talking.
Yeah, the explanation that there's not much to say was longer than the review itself.
This is someone who's trying a bit too hard, I
think.
The thing is, we always recognize our own. And this, my friend, he's from my social class. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to sort of present himself as a bit of a toff. But the thing about the higher classes, our betters, mm-hmm. is that they are very economical with their words.
Yeah, you're right. He's shown himself up there.
Yeah.
So maybe you should go and throw an arm around Blue Hunter and just start, consider yourself. Would you like to be Dick Van Dyke's character, Mary Poppins? Is that kind of like the vibe you're going for?
Yeah, he what a hero to like put a smile on that whole sort of situation. And to be an adult in what is essentially a child's job. Did he just never like, did he never move on? Or like what happens to children that are chimney sweeps when they grow up?
I think they die.
Yeah, they die.
They just die.
Yeah. He's a veteran,
He's a veteran somehow. And there's a scene in that film. I love Mary Poppins. But there is a scene in that film where he explains to the kids that their dad has it worse off than him because he's a banker. And he's like, oh, no, not me. I'm a chimney sweep. It's an easy life for me, but your dad, your hardworking dad.
Are you saying that Mary Poppins was actually made by the New World Order to convince us of, you know, to not challenge sort of, you know, the super rich?
All I'm saying is you've got a lot of working class people in abhorrent working conditions dancing on a rooftop singing about like, oh, I'm a chimney sweep, I'm a chimney sweep. Oh, this is cracking, this is. What lovely life we all have.
Hate to be in a dry, insulated office earning loads of money.
Oh, God. So difficult being rich, isn't it?
And the best thing is, you die at 35, so you ain't got to worry about working no more.
Yeah. Kids, not for me. Hard enough to feed my own mouth.
So where were we? Mary Poppins, great film.
It is a great film.
Terrible message, great film.
Also, that bit where they walk up the staircase made of black smoke, that scene is so metal.
Yeah, it's pretty metal. Yeah. I think Mary Poppins pretty metal.
Very metal.
Very metal. Okay, so that was Blue Hunter, he's giving himself away terribly, or herself, possibly. Next one. 5 stars, a staple in my biscuit tin. They are wonderful if you have a slightly hippie tummy as they absorb all the acid in one stomach at a very moderate cost in calories.
Oh, God.
I feel like we need some kind of citation to that. I'm not sure. Maybe Cynthia, maybe she is a doctor. I don't know. But are they known for helping you if you've got a slightly hippie tummy?
I mean, maybe, because they're very, like, middle of the road, aren't they? If you, like, have a bad, you know, not too sweet, not too salty, they're just, like...
Actually, because I obviously have a terrible memory, and I think I said about 30 minutes ago that I used to have these when I was ill, so... But yeah, they can't fix a bad memory, though.
But, I mean, we know that you, like, everything that you've said about yourself and your past is all completely made up.
No, it's... sometimes I just forget things. It's not that I get my story wrong, because it's not a story. It actually happened. It was the past. I was a young boy once.
I feel like I have a problem with the biscuit tin.
Yeah.
Ideal, because it reminds me of like when I was a kid, you know, going around grandma's or whatever, and she's had that tin for like, you know, months, and they all just taste like one another. You know, like the strongest biscuit in the tin kind of overwhelms the rest.
I didn't really have any memories of biscuit tins around grandma's house. Actually, my great aunt made, like, she just made the biscuits herself, and they were fucking amazing.
Really?
They were so good.
You've
I mean,
got recipe here to make. Think, like, yeah, she gave me the recipe. Stuff, but we never have.
I never have because, like, because
he realized there's no bourbon in the biscuits. Like, I don't mean that shit.
No, no, I just know that, like, it just won't be the same.
No.
I've got that kind of. That's in my mind, etched into my mind as the perfect thing.
Just let it live there.
Exactly.
Let it remain perfect.
Although I think that slightly irks you, doesn't it? Because you always hate...
Because I know I'll do better.
You always hate it when I enjoy things that you haven't made.
Yeah.
Because you're a control freak. You're very controlling.
Well, maybe if you want to make biscuits to the show, you know, I don't know. Just put that out there.
I'm happy. As long as you tell me that, you know, yours were the best. Yeah, okay, I'm happy.
Okay, so some more reviews. So another 5-star here. Such a pleasure to have Lapsang Souchong and McVitie's tea biscuits sitting on the patio watching the Marais Poitevin here in France. Impossible to find these biscuits here. I had discovered them a while in Brussels, where you can get all foreign products.
Oh my god, this guy is weaving a tale.
Who is this person?
This is Dina.
Dina.
I wanna
fuck
be,
off.
I want to be Dina's friend. That sounds great. I
hate Dina.
Dina living the high life.
Trips to Brussels, patio.
Exactly, yeah.
Laps. That
yeah. Oh, see, so giving yourself your way there, Charlie. You were doing so well, being like, oh yes, I was in Italy the other month, and yes, I'm.
No, I mean,
I like the Earl.
That's a very upper class thing, just having no sort of understanding of other cultures.
Yeah.
I'm very cultured.
That's the thing that cultured people say. I'm very cultured.
I'm very cultured. Well, I travel. Well, I travel, so take that.
But as we established, David is a mind adventurer, so he's been to even more places.
Yeah, I've been to places you couldn't even imagine, but I've imagined them.
So yeah, Dina's showing the classy side to Rich T there. You know?
Hateful comment.
Dina.
Hated every moment of that.
5 stars. The best tea biscuits in the world. Unfortunately, I cannot find them in Italy. Another worldwide customer for Rich T.
Okay.
They're just getting that biscotti.
Just having to, poor people.
Choking it down.
Yeah.
Wishing it was the dry, bland, smooth texture of a Rich T.
Yeah, it's just definitely not importing British biscuits when they have the biscotti lifestyle.
It's just kind of our biscotti then.
I'd say
just
so.
Pretty old. And it's meant to be dunked. I think it's meant to be dunked.
Is there any biscuit that's older? Like 17th century biscuit?
Yeah, the fig rolls. It's like Egyptian times. So they're like way ahead.
Fig
way
rolls
ahead of
are
everyone.
Not a biscuit. I don't know why.
Okay. All right then.
And only a few episodes in. It's not even like you're running out.
What
of
is
options,
it then?
Says Tom.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
It's a cake. It is a cake.
I'm not convinced.
You're
as
just
we
saying
told
that because you know it's the most obvious thing in the room. That it's definitely not a biscuit.
No,
you like to
no,
have a little joke.
No, no. I think on the cake biscuit spectrum, which we've talked about extensively and is recognised by scientists all around the world,
yeah.
It's. I think it's closer to the biscuit. No, I think actually, I think my conclusion was it's neither. I just sat on the fence of it, yeah.
Like a Jaffa cake. Is that
no, we're not even. We're not even touching that.
Sorry.
We don't do controversial subjects on this. We just do biscuits and Brexit, and that's it. Okay, another 5 stars. 0 stars by themselves, transformed into a magical 6 stars when dunked in tea.
What the
classic
fuck is wrong
and magical
with these
transformation?
What?
110%.
Okay. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, these are terrible dunkers.
Are we missing something here?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe the McVitie's one is slightly different. Doubtful. Is this the exact same brand?
No. Don't expose us like this, Charlie.
Sorry.
Okay. And to finish it off, to make you happy, 1 star.
Yes.
David just fist pumped.
Bland and lacking in flavour. Poor. I would recommend this product be confined to the British Isles and never released on an innocent and unsuspecting US customer. June. God.
God bless America.
Yeah, God bless America.
There's no way that Americans are going to appreciate this biscuit with the kind of confectionery that they hold standard.
There's like nowhere near enough sugar and fat in this. Yeah. Nowhere near.
Okay. This is basically like their version of like a rice cake or
yeah.
oat biscuit or something.
Yeah.
So much shade for America.
No, I love Americans. Just, you know.
Just not a biscuit. That's like afraid to, you know, throw a bit of controversy about there about the biscuits, you know.
I'm worried about all the hate mail I'm going to get now.
Oh, yeah, I should have said beforehand. You get a pretty rough ride while on this show. We got some pretty hardcore fans.
There goes all my American customers.
But it's worth it, though, to come on the show, right?
Oh, yeah. This is really going to boost my profile amongst biscuit connoisseurs.
Hey, as we've spoken about before, we got a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this, a lot of millionaires, a lot of temporarily embarrassed millionaires who are soon going to be millionaires because they're following the entrepreneur lifestyle. So,
yeah,
this is definitely going to make you lots of money.
Excellent.
And we take just 40% of every sale, and that's
very reasonable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we did get a letter.
Was it written on a biscuit? That would be great.
Can you just be serious? Aww. This is a serious show.
Sorry.
Okay, so we've just had the one letter this week, which is fine. I'm sure the rest of you, were busy. Perhaps you were saving it up, taking some more time to think it over. That's fine. I'm not upset. I just want to make that clear. And if you hear anything in my voice, if it's a little bit of a quiver, I'm just tired. But yes, we got one letter. This is from Adrian. Adrian writes, "Enjoy your reviews greatly."
Thanks, Adrian.
I try to get the biscuits you review and follow along as you taste and test them.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, please. We cannot emphasize this enough. We are kind of sacrificing our health to do this show.
We're professionals.
You will not be able to handle this, okay? Don't try.
One should be eating this quantity and diversity of biscuits.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much for one person, really.
Yeah, I'm quite worried about Charlie right now because she's eaten... are you on 7 or you have to wait now?
I'm definitely up to 8.
And then some.
Oh boy. It goes on. Sometimes fine to hard here in America. God bless America. Oh, very good. Very emotional. Very moving. Stirring. Thank you for so much fun. Your 4th of July episode was so funny. Thank you for making biscuits even more wonderful to dunk and eat. Making biscuits more wonderful to dunk and eat. That's what I wanted.
I felt exactly the same way when I was listening to the podcast away, that I wanted to eat them along. It feels like difficult to envision.
We should definitely be getting a cut from the biscuit companies.
Well, exactly. I mean, the future.
Mm. I'm very worried, you know.
Opens with a McVitie's sponsorship. not biased.
I'm very concerned about this. Like, it feels like, you know, we now have, like, to know that people are out there sort of eating these same, like, we've had some pretty nasty biscuits.
Yeah.
I just feel pretty bad that our listeners are seeking them out and then eating them and having these terrible experiences. And it's kind of like, we did that to them,
it's,
you know?
It's imitatable actions, you know?
If we did a show that was like the Cyanide podcast, would one of our listeners just be like...
Definitely.
Well, I think just, you know, when you're really into something, you just want to copy it, like, I remember those stories when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles first came out and some kids going like into the sewers and then getting ill because of all the gases down there, which I think is hilarious. I mean, I hope they recovered, obviously, but it's still very funny. Same thing. So don't eat all the biscuits we eat and don't go in the sewers. Those are my two bits of advice.
Some good advice tips there.
Yeah.
Good life hacks.
Yeah.
Is that a thing kids still say?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And if you get your socks wet, change them as soon as possible, because waiting for them to dry is really unsatisfying and you'll not feel comfortable until they're dry. That's my third tip.
You just put stuff on damp, don't you? You don't really care for waiting until...
Why are you exposing me like this?
Do a bit of exposure.
Well, I guess, you know, when you're... when you're a chimney sweep and you're living under a bridge in Waterloo,
the biggest heater is time. Couple of hours on the back ain't so bad.
No better radiator than your own body. Do you have any clothing life hacks, Charlie, as a fashion clothes person?
I thought you were asking me.
You can, okay. Sorry,
I'm
as a
pretty,
as
like,
a fashion person, a do you have any? Do you have any clothing hacks, David?
Here's one. Here's a hot tip from me.
Yeah.
Just buy like 6 or 7 of the same shirts and trousers, and then you don't have to worry what you're going to wear in the morning because you just always put on the same thing.
And you have a pop at me about wearing the same costume every week.
Yeah,
the
but...
hypocrisy is staggering. Absolutely staggering.
It's my costume. That's my, you know, human uniform that I wear day to day.
More exposure. David earlier on in this week put on a shirt. Oh no, I've spilt red wine down it. Took it off and then put on the exact same shirt out of the wardrobe. <That's true.
laughs> But that one didn't have any wine on it.
Are you a character in a cartoon?
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be blood.
Oh yeah, no, they turned out to be blood. So problem solved, because blood washes out real easy.
Okay then, let's get into biscuitness and wrap this up and have a drink.
Yeah.
Oh thank God.
So an okay first round for the biscuit on taste texture.
Oof. Started out so high. Yeah. So full of hopes and dreams.
Oh, welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, Misery really does enjoy company. Yeah.
I feel like I've known you for years. Yeah.
That is just like the so much in common.
Are you seeing anyone?
Yeah, the biscuitness. I mean, it's incredibly biscuity. So we'll just give it a 5 and finish the show.
Just have a drink.
It's incredibly biscuity.
It is ridiculously biscuity.
It's the biscuit.
Is this like a class thing where if you're a pauper, a commoner, then it would be the digestive? Whereas if you're a better stock, then it would be a rich tea.
I actually think when you put them side by side, the design is exactly the same, except for the rich tea is much
very
more
different.
Smoother. Are they?
Yeah.
I
mean, they look kind of similar.
Yeah.
The digestive is a bit more like what do you call it, like roughage going on in there. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know. Mm.
Yeah, it's more of a kind of rustic look with the digestive, and then the smoothness of the rich tea does just kind of give it that sort of polished look that makes it seem more fancy, more refined, more stripped back.
There's two things about this. First of all, it's lasted a long time. From the 17th century, that's some serious stay in power. And I think it is very British as well. But it's a bit like the biscotti, where it's very old, it's been around for a long time. You have a bite, and you're like, the flavour's kind of not like I would think of a biscuit, really. And then you have the texture, and it's like, it's kind of just really stripped back and kind of not like other biscuits either. But there's something about it, and I keep on going back to it and wanting more, like the biscotti. But the difference is, with the biscotti, I went back for more because I thought it was going to make me happy, unless I go back for more, just to try and be comfortable.
Because it gives you a little certain something.
Yeah, it's just like, you know. It's not intimate. It's a little pat on the back.
It's a curt nod.
Yes, it's a curt nod.
From a father figure.
Yeah, it's a single up and down handshake. That's it.
I can't get behind this biscuit.
Why?
I think, like, when it comes down to it, give me a digestive over this.
Really?
Yeah, any day. Because when we review, like, I keep coming back to the digestive, and that's what I've been thinking about the most when we've been reviewing the rich tea. And having this rich tea has kind of made me think, like, when I was a kid, I know that other people had rich teas, but I had a digestive, a plain digestive.
So you with your digestive, you with your rich tea.
Yeah.
And yet you can put aside your differences to form a successful business partnership.
Just barely.
A successful partnership to rent a flat in London. And that is an achievement.
Equal shareholders.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so you would you go for a rich tea over a digestive?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yes, I would.
So that, I think it's a class thing, because you're a pretentious snob and I'm a sort of relatable kind of
rough around the edges,
a bit of rough around the edges,
lovable
scamp kind of guy. You know, I'm sort of the sort of plucky underdog, the hero of a Hollywood movie,
but can't escape the chains of your past. So you know, you never kind of progress really. You're just always at that level.
But I come in and sort of take him into my family and dust him up a bit and
yeah,
give him a new life.
But then at the end, it's just like, oh, he's never going to change and this is never going to work. And then he goes back to being a chimney sweep. Oh, what about Taming the Shrew? That ended happy, right? He turns around in the end and is like, oh, great. She's lost all her personality and this is absolutely fine. Same thing, right?
No, it all comes together. I'm the lovable scamp.
You're the shrew. I've always thought of David as being very shrewish. Yeah, so what's David like? I'm like, oh, he's such a shrew.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
Because for me, this is the epitome of the British biscuit.
Okay.
And it's a 1 from me. I don't understand this biscuit at all. I don't.
But if you lock it, ma'am, then that's your prerogative.
Well, you're here. Can I shine your shoes?
Okay, I'm going to give it 4.5. I'm close to a 5.
Yes,
I don't know. Maybe it is a 5. Because it's been around for so long.
It's biscuity now.
And it is very biscuity. But I think you're right. The digestive is just like a touch more. When I think about a biscuit, it's probably the digestive first. And then just behind it, the rich tea. Just behind it. Just fractionally behind it.
Consider yourself one of us.
Consider yourself part of the family. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, bite size, to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, that was Charlie May, and you can join us again next week when we'll have the first of our Christmas specials.
Yeah!
So it's more than one.
So exciting.
It's that special. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.